I needed more pans and another bucket. One day, Peddler Pete came by, and with the money I'd made, I bought them. "You're a right smart little girl," said the peddler, "being in business like this." I thought fast and told him, "Anybody can make money out here. Folks need things all the time, and there's no stores around. If you were to settle and start one, I'll bet you'd get rich." Peddler Pete scratched his beard. "Not a bad idea," he said. "My feet are sore from roaming. I could use this cart and build my way up to having a store." So pretty soon we had us a real store called Peddler Pete's Trading Post. Trappers and traders and travelers appeared. After shopping at Pete's, they were good and hungry. They came to our cabin, looking for pie. Some liked it here so well they decided to stay. Soon we had a cooper, a tanner, a miller, a blacksmith. A town was starting to grow. A prospector came in on the stage from St. Joe, his clothes covered with dirt. He looked around at the folks eating pie, and he asked, "Is there someone here who does washing?" I stepped right up and I told him, "What we need is a laundry. Why don't you stay and start one? Why, the miners are sending their shirts clear to China. You'll make more money doing laundry than looking for gold." The man thought a while, then said with a smile, "You're right, little lady. It's a dandy idea. I'll send for my wife to help." Soon shirts and sheets fluttered on the line as people brought their washing in. A tailor came to make and mend clothes. A cobbler crafted shoes and boots. We heard the tap-tap of his hammer and smelled the sweet leather. A barber moved in with shaving mugs, and an apothecary with herbs and healing drugs. So the town grew up all around us. My pie business blossomed. Sometimes the line snaked clear around the house. Baby Betsy entertained the people while they waited. Billy added another shelf. Joe and Ted made a bench. We all picked berries and apples. Even Ma came to help. We had to get a bigger jar for all the money coming in. One day, our old friend Cowboy Charlie rode by. Like everyone else, he stopped for some pie. "I'd like to rest a spell," he said. "Where can I leave my horse for the night?" "There's no livery stable," I said. "But why don't you start one? You'd rent out horses, and wagons too. That would be the perfect business for you." "You're just full of great ideas, little lady," Cowboy Charlie said. He twirled his lariat. "I'd like to settle down. I'll stay here and do just that." Soon a trail was worn right to Charlie's stable door. All day we heard the snorting of horses. Now Charlie needed hay. Farmers brought wagons and sacks full of feed. With all those people riding in, someone decided to build a hotel and a cafe. The town grew fast all around us. The owner of the cafe bought pies from me, 5 or 6 at a time. I taught Billy how to roll the crust. Joe got wood for the stove. Ted washed the fruit, and baby Betsy tried to stir in the sugar. The money jar in our kitchen looked ready to bust. Where could we safely keep all that cash? Lucky us, one day Mr. Hooper, the banker, appeared. "I'm building a bank," Mr. Hooper said to me. "This is getting to be a boom town." "We'll use your bank," I told Mr. Hooper. "But the roads are so poor. In winter there's mud, and in summer there's dust. We need some sidewalks and better streets." "You're a smart little lady," said Mr. Hooper. tipping his hat. "I'll see what I can do about that." Before we knew it, the bank was built and wooden sidewalks were laid. One street was called Bank Street. The other was Main. Soon every lane and landmark had a name. Pa and my brothers built on a big room for our bakery. Men sent for their families. New houses appeared everywhere. Babies and children filled up the town. We needed a school, and a good schoolmarm. We knew Miss Camilla from our stagecoach days. She was living up the coast a ways. Cowboy Charlie rode off to fetch her, and she was glad to come. Miss Camilla, the teacher, had married a preacher, and he came too. We all got together to build a church and a school. Bells rang out every day of the week. Now this was a real boom town. One day Pa said to me, "Amanda, I'm through panning for gold. Will you let me be in business with you?" "Sure," I said happily. "I'd love to work with you, Pa, and I'd also like to go to school." So Pa turned to baking, and we all worked together. Pa sang while he rolled out the dough. Amanda found a skillet and berries to fill it, made pies without a pan. "Our pies are the best in all the West. I guess I'm a lucky man." Now Pa is with us every day. There's excitement and bustle all around. Our house sits in the middle of a boom town. And to think it all started with me, Amanda, baking pies.